there, welcome to the Footstomp and Free Scottish Music podcast. My name's Simon Toomier, and this week we're going to be broadcasting from the Tinto Summer School 2010. It's a youth summer school with lots of great music all weekend. And just to capture a little bit of it, we've asked everyone to, a lot of the young people, to tell us what their favourite tracks are. So we've got Liam here. And Liam, what is it you like at the moment?
Quite like Treacherous Orchestra and Pete Rock Fairies.
And what's it you like about them?
Just the unusual, like adding like techno beats into music and adding different kind of styles and like jazz into Celtic music and stuff.
Oh, that's great actually. Well, we're going to play a track from the Pete Rock Fairies, What Men Deserve to Lose.
Thank you.
That was the Peatbog Fairies. Yeah. We've got Sinead. She's going to tell us what track she would like to pick for the podcast.
Okay, the Paul McKenna Band, Between Two Worlds.
And Sinead, what is it you like about the Paul McKenna Band?
I don't know. I like the lyrics. I like the songs they choose. And they just kind of generally make me happy.
Oh, thanks very much, Sinead. This is the Paul McKenna Band. Was Between Two Worlds by the Paul McKenna Band. And now back at Tinto, we've got Paul Murray, who's been with us since the very start. That's 11 years now. Are you having a good time this year, Paul?
Yeah, it's been totally amazing. Absolutely incredible bunch of kids and just loads of great music going on all over Whiston Lodge. Just a fabulous week so far.
Yeah, is there any highlights so far?
I think for me, the highlight was the room concert. So all the kids get together in their rooms and they each have to put on an item for everyone else, a musical item for everyone else to hear. And there were some great contributions last night, I think. And we also had a great barbecue after, a bonfire after the room concert, which was always a highlight for me as well.
And what track are you going to pick for us?
I've picked a track by the McCallmans, who Ian McCallman's been a kind of hero of mine since my teenage years. I saw them in Pennycook High School. They performed there a couple of times way back then. And this is a track of theirs from their High Ground album, but it's also on their Best of the Green Track years. It's called Don't Sit on My Jimmy Shands. It's a Richard Thompson song, and I used to sing it with my dad when I was a wee boy. And I still do sometimes.
Thanks, Paul.
Something here worth more than gold. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shands. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shands. Made old men with sticky tape and glue. Please don't sit on my Jimmy Shands. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shands. That's my very best advice to you. I don't mean to patronize. Honey, let me lead you by the hand. Find a lamp or find a chair. You can park it anywhere. Just don't rest those cheeks against my mind. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shands. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shands. Lead old men with sticky tape and glue. That's my very best advice to you. Call me precious, I don't mind. 78s are hard to find. You just can't get the shellac since the war. This one's the Beltona brand, finest label in the land. They don't make them like that anymore. No shindig is half complete without that famous polka beat. That's why they invite me, I suppose. Waltz, these trash bass, eighths and reels. Now you know how good it feels. Crank that handle, babe, away she goes. Jimmy Shands, lead on men with sticky tape and glue. Please don't sit on my Jimmy Shands. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shands. That's my very best advice to you. That's my very best advice to you.
That was the Green Tracks years by the McCallmans. We've now got Charlie McKerrin here. Charlie is one of the tutors at this year's, and it's Charlie's actually second time at Tinto Summer School. You're having a good time.
I'm enjoying it, Simon. It's an incredible standard of musicianship here. The students are both classes I'm teaching are. It's a very high standard, and it's like you kind of you can teach a tune very quickly. So I think we've learned so many tunes already. I think we're going to start looking at maybe more sort of arrangements now and string arrangements on top of what we've done. But it's just a fabulous standard. It's amazing, really. You know, what can I say? They're all great, really good.
Well, it's sounding great from outside the door. Now, you obviously play with Kaffir Kaley in Session 9. Do you got much coming up with the bands?
Well, yeah, both bands. The festival, you know, season is among us now. So we're pretty much both bands. We're gigging European festivals and UK festivals right through to pretty much the end of September. I'm working just about every weekend, in the next 10 weeks or so, you know. So pretty full on, and it's a great time of year for me, in the sense that you get to hear a lot of different bands, and it's always a great kind of learning curve as well, you know. So I love doing the festivals, and looking forward to it. I'm trying to think. The next one is Spayfest with Capra Cayley. So looking forward to that.
Well, that's fantastic. Sounds great. Well, everyone's going to be able to see you out and about. Well, we're just going to play a track from Bottlenecks and Armbreakers, which is an album I love, Charlie. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Simon. Great to see you, man.
that was Bottlenecks and Arm Breakers by Session A9. And we've got Fiddler Sally here, and she's going to tell us about one of her favourite artists. Who have you chosen?
At the moment, my favourite artist is Ewan Robertson and his album Some Kind of Certainty, because I love the kind of arrangements of everything and the songs. I love the songs on it.
Thanks, Sally. Here's Some Kind of Certainty by Ewan Robertson.
Fine motorbike, a girl could feel special on any such light. Said James to Ren Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you on the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled and down to Box Hill they derive. Said James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many's a man to get my Vincent machine. And I might make 21 years and I might make 22. I don't mind dying if it's for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Sergeant McCree, taking young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast to his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she got to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. And he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a Vincent Black Lightning and a red-headed girl. Cause Nortons and Greaves and Engines and Harleys won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. And he took her by the hand, he slipped her the keys, said I've got no further use for these. I see Indians and nails swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride.
That was Some Kind of Certainty by Ewan Robertson, and you can also hear Ewan perform with Braybach. We've got Imogen here, and Imogen's going to suggest a band to finish off the programme. Imogen, what band do you like?
Def Shepherd.
And what's it you like about Def Shepherd?
Everything.
What's everything?
The fiddle players.
Who are the fiddle players?
Claire McLaughlin and Jenna Reid.
They're really good, actually. I really like them. I'm very fond of Death Shepherd myself. Thanks very much, Imogen. Okay, that's the end of the programme now, so you can always track Foot Stomping with our newsletter on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks again, and we'll speak to you the next time. This is Synergy from Death Shepherd.